KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM, King Cove.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The 2027 NFL Draft will be held on the National Mall. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports President Trump says the event would bring tourism revenue to D.C.
Trump spoke from the Oval Office, where he was flanked by D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders football team. Trump said the event would showcase American football to the world.
Every year, hundreds of young football players have their dreams come true as the NFL teams across the land, and you just saw that last week, select the best young players in America to join their ranks.
The Trump administration estimates hundreds of thousands of fans will descend on the city to take part of the related events. The announcement comes a week after the Commanders and D.C. officials announced a plan to bring the football team back to the city with a new stadium near the U.S. Capitol. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
The president says he wants to reopen Alcatraz as a federal prison. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports a move is raising questions about whether the island penitentiary can be brought back in operation more than 60 years after it was shuttered.
President Trump says he wants to reopen Alcatraz to house what he calls the worst criminals, reviving the image of one of the nation's most notorious prisons. But can it happen? Experts say the costs would be staggering. There's currently no functioning infrastructure, and mostly everything would have to be rebuilt. The island was closed in March of 1963 because it became too costly to maintain. According to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, Alcatraz was nearly three times more expensive to operate than any other federal penitentiary. Additionally, the island is now a protected historical site managed by the National Park Commission, and reopening the prison would likely require a congressional act. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs' trial in New York City has begun over allegations he engaged in decades of abuse against women and others with help from business employees. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento reports jurors are being selected to weigh the charges against Combs.
He faces charges of sex trafficking. That means forcing or coercing someone to engage in commercial sex acts. Combs also faces charges for transporting people across state lines to participate in commercial sex. And the third charge, racketeering conspiracy, is what ties all of this together. Prosecutors allege that Combs directed his employees to organize and conceal these sex crimes for over a decade, and Combs has pleaded not guilty to all of these charges.
NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento reporting. U.S. stocks have ended the day lower, the Dow closing down nearly 100 points to settle at 41,218. The S&P was down 36 points. The Nasdaq was down 133 points. This is NPR News. The first Monday in May will once again feature fashion royalty and star power on the steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. For this evening's fundraiser, many will grace the red carpet of the Met Gala in exquisitely tailored garments in celebration of the Costume Institute's exhibition Superfine, Tailoring Black Style. Two-time Academy Award-winning film costume designer Ruth E. Carter, known for her iconic work for Black Panther, Malcolm X, and Amistad, among others, spoke to NPR about the event's nod to Black dandyism.
It's a celebration of how Harlem to Chicago to, you know, to Texas, how we all worked on having style when sometimes we couldn't afford it. And you think of Dapper Dan and all that he was doing in the 90s. You know, he made a way for dandyism to come into the urban style, street style.
Ruth E. Carter speaking with NPR. Columbia University's announced the winners of the 2025 Pulitzer Prize's top honors in journalism. Among the long list of newsrooms honored today, the staff of the Washington Post won for breaking news reporting for coverage of the assassination attempt on then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's life last year. The prize for investigative reporting went to Reuters for its coverage on fentanyl. In audio reporting, the staff of The New Yorker won for its podcast, In the Dark. U.S. stocks ended the day lower, with the Dow closing down nearly 100 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation, dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives, and the listeners who support.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory Tuesday. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Tonight, northeast winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Tuesday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with rain and snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, north winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Tuesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 40 knots, seas 14 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with snow and rain. And Tuesday, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 11 feet with snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain and snow, becoming all rain after 4 p.m. Highs near 39. Northwest winds around 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Little to no snow accumulation expected. Tonight, rain showers likely before 10 p.m., then scattered rain showers and snow showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 37. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Little to no snow accumulation expected. And Tuesday, scattered rain and snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers between 10 a.m. and 1. Partly sunny, highs near 42, northwest winds 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 4:04 a.m. at 3 foot 4 inches, a high tide at 9:26 a.m. at 5 foot 3 inches, a low at 4:27 p.m. at 6 inches, and a high tonight at 11:24 at 5 foot 8 inches. Your sun rose at 6:50 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:27, bringing us up to 15 hours and 37 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Girls, beat boys, superstar DJs, here we go! Somebody say ho! Yeah!
You hear the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. This super DJ can rock the place. You hear bass, highs, trembling tones. Even cut the jams without the earphones. Well, Slick Rick is rocking to the break of day. Making all the fly girls who want to give me a play. Now if the DJ rocks to the break of day, let me hear you say DJ.
Should've known it can lose you all in sleep. sleep at nine. 12-bar blues is now right. Now it's up to you. Try and find a reason to. Rock and roll in every song. Rock and roll in everyone. It's rock and roll and rock keeps rolling on. Waiting all the time to find. Radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there in the end. We can pray.
What we say.
What we say.
What we say.
Makes a difference in the end. Always in a hurry. I try to give it up. Everything we do is funny. It's never good enough. It can lose you all your sleep at night. 12-bar blues is now alright. Now it's up to you. Try and find a reason to. Rock and roll in every song. Rock and roll in everyone. It's rock and roll and rock and rock and roll. It's rock and roll and rock keeps rolling on. Waiting all the time to find. Radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there.
He lost control of it and took it too far. Until one rainy night he never came home. She waited in the front yard, standing all alone, all alone. Standing all alone. He was a fool, he overplayed his role. He couldn't stop being a go-man, go. Just can't let him go.
yeah, you ride. Just show your face, broad daylight. I'm telling you, on how I feel. Gonna get your mind, don't you dare. Jump on, jump on, get on me. Watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and you made this way through, I'ma bring your house, ain't nothing. There's a way to I can do it.
Did you put it on? broken. No place in this world you can be.
Illusion Adventures LLC is making application for a new outdoor recreation lodge license. Per Alaska Statute 04.09.280, this is a liquor license doing business as Sandy River Lodge, located at latitude 56.23, longitude -160.07, Aleutian Zeesboro, Alaska. Interested persons should submit written comment to their local governing body, the applicant, and to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, 550 West 7th Avenue, Suite 1600, Anchorage, Alaska 99501, or via email alcohol.licensing@alaska.gov.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska. K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Rock and roll. life gets intense. It's just like rock and roll. It's loud and fast and high energy. It's hard to control. I feel like a race car driver in the midst of a pack. It's crashing, smoking, fire all around, but my wheels are turning on the track. And this little girl come down from the country. Nature got a little depressing and she's looking for the last thing left.
slip away. You can die!